did Jesus come? I mean, most of us know the story of Jesus coming to this earth, right? We know he was born in Bethlehem. We know that he was born to his mother, Mary. We know that he was actually born in a stable. You can read that in the Bible. And they even say that he was given for his first bed an animal trough. I mean, they make it sound much, you know, nicer. They call it a manger. You know, that just sounds prettier, you know, or at least more decorative. But the reality is that's where the animals ate from. And so they probably did put some hay in it because it was dirty, just so Jesus would have a cleaner place to sleep. But we celebrate that every Christmas. But why did he come? See, I want to look at a few scriptures this morning that I think will show you the reason why Jesus came. I mean, in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, now I'm going to have a couple scriptures. They'll probably put them behind me in case you don't want to have to look them up quickly. But in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 49, it says, "And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?'" It's kind of funny. This is Jesus at age 12. He's already kind of sassing his parents. Those of us who have 12, how many of you have 12-year-olds or have had a 12-year-old? Ever had one of them sass you a little bit? It's kind of funny. This is Jesus kind of talking to his parents. "I got to be about my Father's business." He was actually at the temple listening to the teachers of the law and asking them questions. See, but Jesus came to earth with a purpose, and nothing was going to stop him from accomplishing that. Now, what was Jesus' purpose? Or I guess he called it his Father's business. What was that? Well, if you look in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, Mark 10, 45, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So, we just learned here, Jesus came to serve. Jesus, who is God in human form. I mean, think about this. By all rights, he should be the one served. If you're God, people should be serving you, right? He should be given anything that he wanted. I mean, you're God. Instead, he came as a giver. He came as someone who wanted to serve people around him. And matter of fact, the level of service, it wasn't just God giving things. I mean, we've read the story. We know that eventually Jesus actually gave his life. He was willing to give everything. See, Jesus understood that his purpose in life was to be given as a ransom. A ransom. What is a ransom? I mean, think about it. Jesus said, "I am given as a ransom for you." Now, for example, now, a ransom would be like if you are kidnapped, right? Someone like, you know, took you and they're holding you hostage somewhere. They're holding you somewhere. The only way that you're going to get that person back is they say, "I want you to pay this ransom," right? You pay this amount of money and I'll give them back to you safely. That's what a ransom is. And it's interesting, if you look back when how this was originally written in the Greek, that's exactly what it means. It means a redemption price. All right, I'm using big words again. All right, redemption. Let me help you understand what that means. Often you'll hear people say, "Jesus is our redeemer." How many of you have ever heard that before? He's our redeemer. People throw that word around a lot, right? Well, what they're saying is Jesus is paying the penalty or the ransom for our sins. I mean, everyone has sinned, right? Is there any perfect person here? I always check every year just to be sure because I want to meet them after service. But Jesus is saying that I'm the ransom for you. He came to earth as that payment. And that payment was him dying on a cross, literally about that size. He died on a cross for you as the payment for your sins. So when Jesus said, "I died for your sins," think of it as him paying your ransom. Now, who needs a ransom? Well, if we look in Luke chapter 5, 31 and 32, It says, Jesus answered them, those who are well have no need of a physician. I guess that makes sense. If you're feeling okay, you don't need a doctor. But those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So if you think about it, the reality is Jesus came for everyone, right? Because the Bible says that every single one of us is a sinner. Sorry, we all are. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we have done things the Bible has told us not to do. The Bible puts here, I'll put it in a nicer way. What the Bible actually says is that we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Doesn't that sound better than a sinner? You know, I've just fallen short. I don't know, I kind of like that better. It makes me feel better. But see, so we know the reason why Jesus came. It was for our sins. But honestly, why? I mean, I was kind of praying about this morning. Why would God, who created us, come as a payment for someone that he created? Does that make sense? It doesn't. I mean, there better be a really big reason. If someone was going to say, I'm going to give a payment for you, and matter of fact, I'm willing to take that all the way to the very end. I'm actually willing to give you everything, including my life. If someone was willing to do that for me, this better be a really big reason. But see, we know that reason because it's literally the most famous scripture in the whole entire Bible, the one that a lot of people quote. You see it at football games. They hold up signs that say it. It's John 3:16 and 17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." So yes, the answer is literally a one-word simple answer. Love. It says God so loved the world that he was willing to do whatever it took to save it. He basically said, if you're willing today to admit that you need someone to save you, if you are willing to admit that I have fallen short of the glory of God, if you're just willing to admit, you know what, I've messed up in my life at different times, and I need someone to forgive me, God paid whatever was necessary for you to be forgiven. See, God isn't looking to condemn you. Didn't we just read that? God did not send his son into the world to condemn you. He's not looking to attack you. He's not looking to sling. He's not even looking to criticize you. Honestly, God is looking for the opportunity to love you. That's really what he wants. He wants to save you. He literally wants to set you free from the guilt of sin.